In the aftermath of destruction last week, plywood windows in downtown Providence began to turn into art. Earlier this week, a group of people gathered at the corner of Eddy and Fountain Streets in downtown Providence to see what quickly became an impromptu outdoor gallery. Painted murals on sheets of plywood ring a parking lot in downtown Providence, facing out to the sidewalk. The paintings feature portraits as well as slogans like Black Lives Matter, We Shall Overcome, and We Demand Sustained Action. I talked with Michelle Fonts, who was helping with the work.
So after the riots happened last Monday, when you walked around downtown, a lot of the businesses had boarded up their broken windows, and businesses that didn't have broken windows boarded up theirs to try to prevent any broken windows.
She's talking about the looting and vandalism that happened last week, resulting in smashed windows across downtown Providence.
Walking around downtown, navigating this new world of plywood and vacancy, I think it was heavy and it felt alone. Which downtown, if you know downtown, it's always busy, it's always vibrant. And I think the artists of this city felt that.
A few days after the plywood went up, the first paintings started appearing downtown. AS220, the DIY Arts Incubator, used their social media feed to feature Kendall Joseph painting a portrait of George Floyd, the black man who died while restrained by a Minneapolis police officer. Over the weekend, more artists came downtown to paint on the plywood. Milka Aquino and Martin Pais were among the artists at the event.
So we were just strolling around on Saturday night and saw other artists, and I wanted to do the same thing. So I approached them and they said really it was kind of free range. Anybody could kind of go and do anything. So we talked to the owners of Craftland because their store was boarded up, and we just decided to create something.
Their mural is geometric in design. Lines crisscross over the space, creating different shapes that are filled with multiple colors. To my eye, it looks like a stained glass window.
And for me, it's kind of representative of different backgrounds, different races, different ethnicities coming together for one purpose, which is stated in the middle, which is right now Black Lives Matter.
Our goal with doing art in general, like any kind of art, is to bring advocacy, especially in the public eye. So when we had the opportunity, it was definitely like something we couldn't turn down.
It's kind of a little weird to see the buildings of our city boarded up, right? You know, it's a little...
For sure, yeah.
It's a little frightening in a way.
Yeah, but the artists took advantage.
Yeah.
People saw wood and we saw canvases.
Jason Suggs and Candace Moran create art together as two birds. They heard about the opportunity to paint and rush downtown. Jason described the feeling he had when all of the artists were downtown working on their paintings at the same time.
The mural came up out of the spur of the moment. It was spontaneous. We didn't have an idea when we showed up, but we just let our minds flow, and the whole inspiration and vibes that was in that area just fueled our energy to make that art. It was the togetherness, the growth, the protection, like, the inspiration of Black Lives Matter, and everybody is just having a great time, being peaceful, being loving, sharing their materials, their art.
It was a great sense of community.
Yeah, for sure.
Their painting features a fist raised in protest with leafy plants on either side and the words Protect Black Lives painted below.
It's basically part of human nature to be a protective community, to be behind each other, to uplift each other. And that was the feeling there, and we really wanted to embody that.
We are here to build and grow together, and that's what my main thought for the piece that we created was.
The reason that I wanted to bring people together today, well, is for our sister, Breonna Taylor.
Nafis White is the community membership manager at AS220. She helped organize the event earlier this week. She's talking about the woman shot by police while they were executing a no-knock warrant in Louisville, Kentucky, back in March.
I've been interrogated by police, I've been stopped by police, my family has, I've had a lot of experiences, as many do, with systemic racism of all kinds, and I just felt compelled because I felt that her death is, it's so close to, it could have been me, and I felt like it was imperative.
A large mural of Breonna Taylor is featured in the row of paintings. The social media notices about the Tuesday event billed it as a celebration of Breonna's birthday, which was the Saturday before.
So she is the centerpiece of this and bringing us together. And then we have DJs, we're gonna move, we're gonna dance, we're gonna lay flowers, we're gonna lay a wreath, and really celebrate the fact that, you know, that all of these murals were saved from Westminster, that Cornish Associates held on to them, that artists, a lot of us were up early this morning building the backing so that they could be mounted, and here we are.
Nassif White tells me that the paintings should be up for a few weeks, possibly the rest of the summer, and then she hopes they'll be preserved by a local arts organization. You can view the paintings at the corner of Eddy and Fountain Streets in Providence. For the Publix Radio, I'm James Baumgartner.